Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, April 1st, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and we prepare and share these messages right here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, What Fools Say. Scripture text is from Psalm 14, verse 1.
The fool says in his heart, there is no God.
Well, we wonder how many of our readers or listeners have played a trick on a family member or coworker already today. Or worse, were you the butt of a joke? Well, if not, the day's not over. You still have an opportunity. Well, I'm usually the big tease every day of the year, but Brooksine often does a little teasing on April Fool's Day. She did so already early this morning. I guess she's going to tell that story.
Oh. We're finally at the end of our 10-week kitchen renovation. Thank the Lord. And it's been a blessing in the last few days to see it shaping up. The carpenter was to come late this morning to put on the finishing touches. But quite early, I called out to Stephen, just as he was stepping out of the shower, to say the carpenter was waiting at the door. His early arrival sent a little shock, the kind that makes your heart race quickly. You know the feeling. And then I told him on the other side of the bathroom door that I was still in my robe and couldn't answer the door, and that he'd been standing at the door for quite a while waiting to get in. Well, he accused me of teasing, but I stayed very serious, so he fell for my joke. And he assembled himself very quickly, though obviously half-dressed, to get to the door. April Fools, I yelled from another part of the house after he saw no one standing at the door.
I should have known. She is a specialty at April Fools jokes all through our marriage and even dating years. Well, perhaps you've seen the bumper sticker that states, April 1st, National Atheist Day. When I first saw it, I spotted the sticker. I was intrigued and even a bit annoyed, but not necessarily surprised. I thought, who knows, there probably is such a day now. Then I moved my car in closer to read the small print. It was actually an attempt to be a witness for the Lord as it quoted the daily verse, Psalm 14, verse 1. It was then that I made the connection. Oh yeah, Fool's Day is April 1st.
Now certainly there is a relatively small segment of the population that is avowedly atheists, which has existed at least since the time of David, as is conjectured from our verse today. But in our opinion, atheism requires a great deal of faith. It's not unbelief, but belief in something altogether different. And that certainly takes faith. In fact, there's a book titled, I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist.
Well, the daily text is a great passage to use in illustrating the importance of context as we study and interpret the Bible. Ask someone sometime, maybe today, did you know the Bible says there is no God? They might look at you, though, you're crazy, or you've lost your faith in God. Or, if they're an atheist, they may smile, assuming you're finally seeing things their way. However, of course, in context, the passage means something entirely different than I conveyed in a question, pulling it out of context.
However, a far more common threat to Christ's call to genuine discipleship, particularly here in America, is not atheism, but Stephen made up this word, ambivalentism.
Ambivalentism. And indeed, I think I did find it a couple other times when I did a web search. Well, I admit I coined the word, and it's not in any standard dictionary or spell checker, but it really describes so many people that we encounter. They are ambivalent toward God. This means they are irresolute, indecisive, weak-willed, or wishy-washy. If pressed, they would say they believe in God and would deny heartily being an atheist. Many even have some type of religious affiliation. But in reality, God is not an issue in their lives. In fact, I feel this is a more accurate description of life's outlook for many people, rather than the more common term we hear, agnostic.
This coming Passion Week, we will especially focus on the cross, and I hope and I believe that probably all of us already are, should always, but particularly
That's
this
right.
season. Oswald Chambers has observed, and I quote him, all heaven is interested in the cross of Christ, all hell terribly afraid of it, while men are the only beings who more or less ignore its meaning.
Today, let us declare as the wise rather than fools. There is a God. At this point, I insert what I call my mission statement for life. There is a God, and I am created to bring Him glory. Through His Son, Jesus Christ, I have been redeemed, and I make it my life's goal to please the Lord. My mission in life is to honor God through my faith and obedience, and to prepare myself and all whom I may influence for eternity.
Let's pray together. Father, if it takes a fool to say there is no God, then I want to be numbered among the wise who early on said, "You are God in heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other." It is a declaration of faith that's been thoroughly tested throughout the centuries that I confidently pledge my allegiance to you, an invisible God, but a visible power in my life, in the lives of others, and in the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And may God's blessings be upon each listener today or whenever you happen to be listening to the message. Actually, we're a little bit late today. I had a viewing to attend today and a company visit, so a little bit later than usual. And some of you will recognize that or are accustomed to the messages coming about noon each day. Today it'll be more like 1:30 or 2. But for many others, you wouldn't even be aware of that. May God give us all strength to declare and to stand up against the culture of our day, which does mock God, but rather to stand up and be counted among those who love the Lord. We do have some photos up on our site today, including a beautiful photo of a goldfinch taken by our friend Doris High. And then a song that we suggest today that is simply titled, "I Believe in Jesus." And it's a song we recall singing back in the 80s as a chorus in our church. Hadn't heard it for a while, but it really fits with today's message. Blessings now as you seek to stay faithful to the Lord.